I'm Grace Dumas, and here are the stories we're following this hour. Anti-trans legislation is on the rise in Alaska. City and Borough of Juneau discuss tourism, and CBJ proposes a change in location for the Mill Campground. Bills targeting trans people are on the rise in Alaska. Most presented are aimed at children. Most recently, House Bill 183 is one of five bills currently under consideration by lawmakers that would limit the rights of transgender youth in Alaska. They are part of a broader national trend. House Bill 183 seeks to separate children taking part in school-sponsored sports by designated sex at birth. In the last 5 years, the number of bills that would limit the rights of transgender people in the United States has grown exponentially, from a few dozen per year to hundreds. House Republicans and Governor Mike Dunleavy have led the effort in Alaska, which has focused on the rights of trans youth in state schools. So far, none of the legislation has become law. City and Borough of Juneau Tourism Manager Alexandra Pierce and President and CEO of Travel Juneau, Liz Perry, are getting ready for Juneau's first cruise ship day on April 9th. Pierce details what this summer will look like.
So we'll have about the same number of visitors as last summer, about 1.64 million, I believe. And we're really hoping, I know last summer was a big explosive growth year. We saw about 30% growth over our previous busy year, 40% growth over the year before, so it felt like a lot to the community, and fair enough. We're hoping that this summer we've put a lot of time and effort into making sure that we have things in place to run more smoothly. The glacier situation, I think, will be entirely different than it was last year.
The city has added capacity to Capital Transit, and the tour managers are balancing their permit loads. The Whale Watch tour operators are continuing to discuss managing operations out on the water. Around 40,000 people are estimated to come through Juneau in April.
I think our first two-ship day is on April 26th. We have like one ship a week, and then a couple ships within a week. Ramp up on May 12th. That's when we're kind of at full operational schedule.
Travel Juneau has their annual travel fair coming up at the JACC on Saturday, April 20th, running alongside the Fresh Air Market. It's an opportunity to meet Travel Juneau partners and take part in giveaways and discounts. Pierce adds that there are other events coming up for the city.
We're actively working on electrifying the city docks and providing shore power there. Docks and Harbors is also working on a number of other infrastructure projects. That Docks and Harbors Infrastructure Fair on Wednesday at 5:30 is at the Yacht Club. Talk about all the different projects that they have underway. And then the Juneau Commission on Sustainability is doing a sustainability session at the Valley Library that is focused entirely on dock electrification and shore power, so people can learn more about that project on April 18th at 6:30.
Reach out to the Tourism Best Management Practices website or call 907-586-6774 with concerns around tourism. Listen to the full interview on KINYradio.com. The City and Borough of Juneau has proposed a change in location for the seasonal camping site for those experiencing homelessness. Previously operated at Mill Campground, Jazz Garrett has more.
The proposed new site is located at the corner of Thane Road and Mill Street, a location that provides ease of access and public visibility while limiting impacts on residential neighborhoods and restricting potential damage to light and power infrastructure, according to the city. The Assembly will hear public testimony at the regular Assembly meeting in the Assembly Chambers this Monday, April 1st at 7 p.m. Members of the public interested in testifying on this topic are encouraged to join the Assembly meeting Monday remotely or in person, or to submit comments in writing to boroughassembly@juneau.gov. Those testifying remotely must notify the municipal clerk at 907-586-5278 by 4 p.m. on Monday. To testify in person, simply sign in at the back of the Assembly Chambers.
105,000 gallons of mine waste spilled at Kensington Mines. That story next with Jordan Lewis.
Aaron Brackle, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council's Inside Passage Waters Program Manager, talked with Local First News about 105,000 gallons of mine waste spilled at Kensington Mine. The incident occurred in late January, but was released in a report from Core Alaska on March 21st. The day the spill was discovered, copper, lead, iron, cadmium, manganese, and aluminum levels found in Johnson Creek were well above limits in Alaska's water quality standards. SEAC is concerned that contaminants in the tailings that remain in Johnson Creek could be mobilized again, according to Brackle.
While the company has said that they're geochemically stable, that's a little bit inert. it may be misleading because they're not chemically or biologically inert. Those are heavy metals that were available to whatever is in the stream at the time of the spill and could be mobilized again if the the tailing remnants that are still in the stream are moved around by spring flood or anything like that.
SEAC supports NOAA Fisheries' request for an emergency essential fish habitat assessment.
And that should take a look at Johnson Creek and also out into Berners Bay to identify what what the concerns and impacts to that area are. So we hope to see the Forest Service and maybe EPA respond to that and start that process right away.
This incident reinforces SEAC's commitment to scrutinizing mine permitting and operating processes and pushing for stronger protections, more rigorous assessments, higher standards, and greater accountability. Kensington has been reached out to for comment but has not yet responded at this time. On March 29th, investigators with the Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs Task Force served search warrants at residences in the 500 block of Seward Street and the 4000 block of Windfall Avenue. The search warrants were related to an ongoing drug investigation by CCAD, which began in January of this year. Here is Deputy Chief Craig Campbell with more information.
During the search, approximately 17,000 fentanyl pills were found, including 94 grams of methamphetamine, 0.2 grams of fentanyl powder, 3 grams of cocaine, $23,000 in cash, 3 pistols, 1 AR-15 pistol, and a disassembled AK-47. The combined value of the seized narcotics is estimated at about $341,000. During the investigation, there were 5 arrests that were made. 36-year-old Shane Michael Hart, 56-year-old Deanne Marie Hansen, 29-year-old McKenna Lee Wutzke, 63-year-old Andrew Dean Cousins, and 55-year-old Tina Renee Cousins. They are arrested on charges of misconduct involving a controlled substance, as well as misconduct involving weapons.
And registration for CBJ's Parks and Rec summer camps start today. CBJ Parks and Recreation will offer several week-long day camps throughout the summer for children ages 5 to 13. Jordan Nigro joined Capital Chat to tell us more.
Our camps are very kind of adventure-based. You know, the kids get outside, they do lots of fun stuff, they go hiking. The full-day camps are hiking camps. So those camps have spots for 12 youth, and we have 3 adults on those camps because they do some pretty, they're out in the woods all day.
And the online registration starts today.
Go on the website, and I should also mention that the other Parks and Rec summer camps are also opening today. So those are out at the Aquatic Center and the Field House. They're doing some combined camps like they did last year, which was a great hit. So all of Parks and Rec camps open today at noon. We do at Zach Gordon, we hold a few out for scholarship spots just because the rush to get into the camps happens so fast. Right. All of our camps have scholarships available. You can find the scholarship form on the website as well. And if you want to use that scholarship for a different camp in the community, say Discovery Southeast or somebody else, you can do that too.
For more information, you can visit the Zach Gordon Youth Services Summer Camp page or visit the City and Borough of Juneau website under the Youth and Teen Events tab. Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jordan Lewis.